Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 12th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Towards your right, taking a look at yesterday's performance, mostly negative for the indices we follow on the video. We saw crude oil down over 2%. Only things in positive territory we saw were AGG and the NASDAQ composite up 18 basis points, and we barely saw the S&P 500 and Russell 1000 in negative territory as well. But looking at the chart of the NASDAQ composite with yesterday's action, completed a shakeout pattern here, almost a quasi spread top there as well, because it cleared notable resistance that dates back to September of last year here. So possible even quintuple spread, quintuple top there, but really focusing near term, looking at it, completing a shakeout pattern after it broke that double bottom, reverse back up, completed the triple top here. Now trading levels we haven't seen since August of last year. So while a positive, we now look at 13,100 as the next potential level of resistance. So have a little bit of room until that possible level comes into play for the NASDAQ composite. Looking at the Russell 2000, we did see it was the worst performing among the U.S. equity indexes yesterday. It did reverse back into a comma, but as pointed out earlier this week, it returned to a buy signal, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern there, but ultimately is reversed back down here. We now see if it puts in a higher bottom or whether it continues lower, still keeping an eye on support here at 1710 and 1700. From there, when we take a look at crude oil, we did note that it was down over 2% yesterday, but still haven't seen it reverse down into a column of O's. We need to move below 70 in order to see that reverse down into O's. And then from there, obviously still keeping an eye on support here in the mid-60s for crude oil. Taking a look today, just touching briefly on sort of that large cap, mid cap, small cap picture, as well as sort of the relationship between growth, value, and blend. We have the asset class group scores U.S. styles view. And earlier this week, we actually had a report piece where it talked about that VUG VTV chart, adding an X there where we see now potentially an RS buy signal switching back to favor growth. And on the asset class group scores page, we actually now see that when we look at large growth, it ranks above large blend as well as large value. Large caps are the only three groups here among those with growth, blend, and value that you see scoring above three right now. We also have mid cap growth scoring above three as well. From there, small cap growth scores above its small cap counterparts also. And again, mid cap is going to score above its mid cap counterparts. So right now we see growth scoring higher than its counterparts at the moment. And really only large caps has the three growth, blend, and value groups scoring above three right now. So seeing some interesting action within these groups. And wanted to just briefly talk about some of the ETF charts or popular ETF charts and what the chart action has occurred within some of these growth groups, especially large and mega caps, looking at those charts recently. First, so we'll start off with the iShares S&P 500 Growth ETF, IVEW, has an acceptable score of 4.1 and is above that average score of the S&P 500 group there at 3.85. Did give a second consecutive buy signal, completing a bullish triangle on the chart and also moving back into a positive trend there in April with action this month, move above 65 clearing resistance that dated back to December. So seeing it also similarly to the NASDAQ composite clearing some similar resistance, but not quite the same level of resistance. That's part of the story as well, as we still see that sort of September rally back into X's sits at 67, and we also see that August high there at 71. So seeing some near-term positives, and really one of the things that we also like to see on this chart is we're seeing a series of higher bottoms, a nice little stair step up. It's not too abrupt, if you will, looking on the chart. So it presents a nice technical picture there of the improvement over the past 6 months within that growth space. Also looking at mega caps here, MGK, it's going to be the Vanguard Mega Cap 300 Growth. It's scoring the highest among the funds that we'll look at right now, just shy of 4.8. Moved to a buy signal at 196 back in March, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern there as it broke out and rallied up to 210 with recent action, similar to the NASDAQ composite clearing resistance that dates back to September. So really seeing, again, mega cap dominance is where we're seeing most of this growth, this recent performance out of, continues to be that for this time, even in somewhat, while generally we look at many of the indices being range bound, we're looking at some of these really kind of mega cap ones being the ones that are potentially breaking out of prior resistance. So still seeing that very much that lean towards mega caps, and especially even within the growth space, because when we look at the iShares S&P Mid-Cap 400 ETF IJK, scoring an acceptable 3.25, but not quite as high as our prior two above four. Technically, is still on a buy signal after it completed a triple top here. At that point, technically, it didn't complete a shakeout pattern because we saw the bullish support line almost violated back here in December. But still technically remains on a buy signal, but haven't seen it really muster the same type of rally that we've seen out of those large caps, and continue to see it battling resistance here as well. Somewhat similar to when we look at the IJT, or actually somewhat dissimilar to IJT, because we see IJT here scoring below the acceptable level at 1.4, even below the group for small caps in general at 2.55, as well as even the growth group at 2.91. So these really specific and possible growth groups are still needing some improvement, as here recent action has seen IJT complete a bullish signal reversal pattern as it moved back into a negative trend and now trades at 104, its lowest level that we've seen since October. So would avoid small cap growth, especially at least with IJT, especially may find other options elsewhere. But again, generally speaking, where we continue to see a lot of that strength is within the large cap, mega cap space. That's where we also see a lot of that positive performance, as we've seen the Russell 2000 now reverse back down, while we've seen some of those bigger indices, especially looking at the NASDAQ composite, breaking above prior resistance there. But we will see what today's action holds in store for us, and then revisit you next week. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. And as always, if you have any questions about the video or a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.